Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
And a very good day to you here on the Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. And this week I'm featuring, probably after we featured West Side Story in this series, one of the most, in fact, I suppose it is the most successful musical movie from the United States. Well, we're going to have the most successful musical movie from the United Kingdom. It's Oliver. This came out in 1968. It's a period musical drama, of course, based on Lionel Blatt's 1960 stage musical, which I was fortunate enough to see in the West End, and adaptation of Charles Dickens' 1838 novel, of course, Oliver Twist. So I'm not going to go through the plot because if you don't know it, well, I'm sorry, you've got to read the book. It's directed by Carol Reed from a screenplay by Vernon Harris, and the picture includes such musical numbers as Food, Glorious Food, Consider Yourself, As Long As He Needs Me, I Did Anything, You've Got to Pick a Pocket or Two, and Where Is Love, etc. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
I want some more.
More?
The word for Oliver is more. More honors.
You've got to pick a pocket or two.
More Academy Awards. The best picture of the year. Winner of 6 Academy Awards. O for Oscar. O for Oliver. Prize-winning stage hit, transformed into the best picture of the year. Highlighting a name that spells rich laughter.
These sausages are moldy!
Shut up and drink your gin!
Here is the Fagin of wile and wicked fun.
I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fella be a villain all his life?
Bill Sykes, the thieving bully.
Have you ever heard the sound a chicken makes when there are ringing off its neck? Can't say I ever had them. They squawk, Fagin. They squawk.
That round bounder, Mr. Bumble.
Ain't you trembling when I speak, Oliver?
No, I'm not.
And as the brave, terrified, loving Nancy, a smashing new personality.
You'll have to kill me before I let you lay a hand on that boy.
Don't you tell me. Just don't you tell me. You keep out of this!
The sound, the spectacle, the style, the exuberant life, the lusty excitement of the one and only Oliver.
If you go on the way you started, you will be the greatest man of all time.
Oliver, the boy who dared to ask for more. And one of the lovable, laughable characters of all time, the Artful Dodger.
He's gonna be a right little Bill Sykes.
Oliver, best picture of the year.
With a movie starred Ron Moody, Oliver Reed, Harry Secombe, Shane Wallace, Jack Wilde, and, of course, Mark Lester in the title role. Well, we're going to have some great, great music for this, but I'm going to let the music do the talking or do the singing because it's pretty obvious. I'm going to just give you some background into the how the movie came about. Let's start off with the one we all remember with such affection, Food, Glorious Food.
Oh,
Which will throw him down.
And bring him a cockroach, you send me the
Oliver, Oliver,
Oliver.
What will he do when he's turned black and blue? He will rule the day. Somebody name him Oliver. Oliver,
Oliver.
Never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver,
Oliver. Won't ask for more when he knows what's in store. There's a long, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down and feed him a cockroach you serve in the canister. Oliver,
Oliver,
what heavens pray will the governor say?
They will lay the blame on the one who named him
Oliver.
The song actually called Oliver from the musical Oliver. Well, at the 41st Academy Awards for 1968, Oliver was nominated for 11 Academy Awards and won 6, including Best Picture, Best Director for Reed, and an honorary award for choreographer Ona White. Well, at the 26th Golden Globe Awards, the film won 2 Golden Globes, Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, and Best Actor, Musical or Comedy for Ron Moody, and well deserved. So let's get into the music. This is Boy for Sale, back to back, with all the songs up until the break.
How much then?
Only 7 guineas.
How much?
That or thereabout. Fine boy,
guineas. Lobster from 7 guineas.
£3.10.
£3 what, sir? Certainly not, sir.
Yeah.
If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty lot of days, white grouse. Or was your chance we'll meet somebody to foot the bill? Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration, we can stay. Consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself
at home.
Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken to you.
Social.
It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself
willing.
Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares what ever we got we share?
La 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 la. Nobody tries to be.
Classic, Consider Yourself, from the movie and, of course, the stage production of Oliver. Before that, you heard Where Is Love, and we kicked off this segment with A Boy for Sale. After the break, back with more selections from the movie Oliver here on The Director's Cut.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Bringing you the music from the 1968 musical movie of Oliver. Well, the British Film Institute ranked Oliver the greatest British film of the 20th century. In 2017, a poll of 150 actors, directors, writers, producers and critics for Time Out magazine ranked it the 69th best British film ever. And we've now got a classic coming up. Ron Moody as Fagin. Well, what can I say? You gotta pick a pocket or two, boy.
In this life, one thing counts. In the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You gotta pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys.
You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Show a bit of how to do it, my dear. Just a game, Oliver, just a game.
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys.
You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys.
Take a tip from Bill Sykes. He can whip what he likes.
I recall he started small. He had to pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two. Oh, boy! You
got to pick a pocket or two. Dear old gent, passing by, something nice takes his eye.
Everything's clear, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys. You gotta pick a pocket or two. When I see someone rich, both my thumbs start to itch. Only to find some peace of mind, I have to pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two.
You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Awful, you are too kind.
I'd do anything for you, dear. Anything for you, mean everything to me. I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
Would you climb a hill?
Anything.
Wear a daffodil?
Anything.
Leave me all your will?
Anything.
Even fight my bill?
What fisticuffs I'd risk. Everything for one kiss. Everything, yes I'd do. Anything.
Anything.
Anything for you.
Thank you.
you, dear. Anything for you mean everything to me. I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
Would you lace my shoe?
Anything.
Paint your face bright blue.
Anything.
Catch a kangaroo.
Anything.
Go to Timbuktu.
And back again. I'd risk everything for one kiss. Everything. Yes, I'd do anything.
Anything.
Anything for you.
Would you risk the drop?
Anything.
Though your eyes go pop.
Anything.
When you come down plump.
And everything we risk, huddle in to keep you in the swing. Yes, we do anything.
Anything.
Anything for you.
Anything for you. Get to work then. As a footnote, these versions of the songs from the movie were ripped from the Blu-ray of the film. These versions of the movie's songs are a lot better, as the official soundtrack cuts has poor sound quality and many songs had missing parts. So you're getting the full image of the movie music from there. And you probably noticed bits of sound effects going on in there, which is great. We continue now with It's a Fine Life, back to back with, yes, Be Back Soon. Do you remember that?
Small pleasures, who would deny us these? Gin toddies, large measures, no skimping if you please. I rough it, I love it, life is a game of chance. I never tire of it, leading a merry dance. If you don't mind having to go without things, it's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
And though it ain't all jolly old pleasure add-ins, it's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
When you've got someone to love, you forget your care and strife. Let the prudes look down on us, let the wide world frown on us. It's a fine, fine life. Cares if straight laces sneer at us in the street. Fine airs and fine graces don't have to send to eat. We wander through London, who knows what we may find. There's pockets left undone on many a behind.
If you don't mind taking it like it turns out, it's a fine. Keep the candle burning until it burns out. It's a fine. And always cover one till he blacks the other one.
But you don't dare cry.
No flounces, no feathers, no frills and furbelows. All winds and all weathers ain't good for fancy clothes.
These trimmings,
these tatters,
these we can just afford. What future, what matters?
We got our bed.
If you don't mind having to deal with begging, it's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
Though disease threats threaten to bring the plague in, it's a fine life.
It's line up.
Line up.
Single file.
Single file.
Quick march left.
Right.
Left.
Right.
You can go, but be back soon. You can go, but while you're working, this place I'm pacing round until you're home, safe and sound. Very well, but be back soon. Who can tell where danger's lurking? Do not forget this tune. Be back soon. But be back soon. I don't know how I miss you. I love you, that's why I'm so curious. Not goodbye, don't be gone on. Be back soon. Give me one long last look, bless you. Remember our old tune. Be back soon. You can go, but be back soon. You can go, but bring back plenty of wallets full of cash. Don't want to see any trash. Whip 'em quick and be back soon. Only thick ones now, not empty. Get rich this afternoon. Be back soon.
Our pockets hold a watch of gold that chimes upon the hour.
A wallet fetch an old man's axe.
The jewels from the tower.
We know the nose of policemen, but they don't know this tune. So don't tell him off.
Cheerio, but be back soon. I don't know, somehow I miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio, not goodbye. Don't be gone long, be back soon. Give me one long last look, bless you. Remember our old tune. Be back soon. Well,
cheerio, we'll be back soon.
So don't worry, we'll be back soon. Cheerio, but be back soon. I don't know, somehow I miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio, but goodbye.
There you go, Fagin looking after his flock, making sure they come back with lots of blag or swag or whatever you want to call it. Well, the film used mostly young unknowns, among them Mark Lester, who plays Oliver, Sean Wallace, who was Nancy, and Jack Wilde as the artful Dodger, but also featured Hugh Griffith, an Oscar winner for Ben-Hur, in the role of the magistrate. Harry Secombe, who played Mr. Bummer, was well known in Britain, but not in the United States, and Oliver Reed, who played Bill Sykes, had just begun to make a name for himself, and as a line in Oliver where he says, they squawk, they do, they squawk. I love that. We're going up to the break and we're going to have a listen to the original intermission from the movie from Oliver.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Here we are with my musical season of Director's Cut. We continue now with the music from Oliver. Now, Ron Moody later told an interviewer that when it was first proposed that he play Fagin, he felt the character was pretty vicious and unpleasant. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to perpetuate what I considered to be an unfair, unpleasant image of Jewish people. Well, he came to realise that the only way to play Fagin was to forget Dickens and create a clown, and I used every trick I could think of to take Fagin away from Dickens' concept and to bring it into more of an entertainment situation. And didn't he do rather well? Who Will Buy is our next track, and got some more following that. Take us up to the end of the programme.
Any milk
massive production there, Who Will Buy? And that actual track runs about nine minutes, so I had to sort of abridge it slightly to put into the programme. Great, great music indeed. Well, the film earned $10.5 million in theatrical rentals at the US and Canadian box office, earning $40 million worldwide. In the United Kingdom, the film played for 90 weeks at the Leicester Square Theatre in London, grossing $1,992,000. Well, it had been seen by 5 million people across the country at that time. Massive success. We continue now with a lot of beautiful song, and this is the one from Nancy to Bill Sykes, As Long As He Needs Me, from the movie and play and stage presentation, Oliver.
As long as he needs me, oh yes, he does need me. In spite of what you see, I'm sure that he needs me. Who else would love him still when they've been used so ill? He knows I always will, as long as he needs me. I miss him so much when he is gone, but when he's near me, I don't let on. I feel inside the love I have to hide, the hell I've got my pride. As long as he needs me, he doesn't say the things he should, he acts the way he thinks he should. But all the same, I'll play this game. His way, as long as he his trust, though people say
That's Nancy singing her love for Bill Sykes. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of plot here. The ending, Fagin makes up his mind to change his ways for good. Just as he is about to walk away a reformed character, Dodgett appears from nowhere with a wallet he stole earlier. They dance off into the sunrise together, happily determined to live out the rest of their days as thieves, while Oliver returns to Mr. Brownlow's home for good. And this is the song I'm reviewing of the situation. Taking us up to the overture to play us out. Thank you very much indeed for your company. Thanks to Mally and Eamon for always helping me put the program together. Enjoy the music.
Joking apart, isn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fella be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulation. Better settle down and get myself a wife. And the wife would cook and sew for me, and come for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me. The finger she would wag at me, the money she would take from me, a misery she'd make from me. I think I'd better think it out again. A wife you can keep anyway. I'd rather sleep anyway. Left without anyone in the world, and I'm starting from now. So, how to win friends and to influence people? So how? I'm reviewing that situation. I must quickly look up everyone I know. Titled people with a station who can help me make a real impressive show. I will own a suite at Claridge's and run a fleet of carriages and wave at all the duchesses with friendliness as much as is befitting of my new estate. Good morrow to you, magistrate! I think I better think it out again. So where shall I go? Somebody! Who do I know? Nobody. All my dearest companions have always been villains and thieves. So at my time of life, I should start turning over new leaves. I'm reviewing the situation. If you want to eat, you've got to earn a bob. Is it such a humiliation for a robber to perform an honest job? So a job I'm getting possibly. I wonder who my boss'll be. I wonder if he'll take to me, what bonuses he'll make to me. I'll start at 8 and finish late at normal rate and all. But wait, I think I'd better think it out. I think I'd better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold and who cares if you live or you die. Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. Situation. I'm a badden and a badden I shall stay. You'll be seeing no transformation. But it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me. It's getting far too hot for me. There is no in-between for me. But who will change the scene for me? Don't want no one to rob for me. But who will find a job for me? I think I better think it out again.
Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this programme, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.